Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we cover Revenue Ruling 65265, a revenue ruling from the IRS issued in 1965. Let me explain what it says. When you buy raw land and start developing it, you spend money on clearing trees, grading the soil, digging, and filling. The tax question is, which of those dollars get added to the land's cost basis forever, and which get tied to a building or paving that can be depreciated? The IRS answered this in 1965. General grading and clearing of land, like making the whole parcel flat or removing big rocks, are capital expenditures. They become part of the land's cost basis. Since land does not depreciate, those dollars can never be deducted due to depreciation. But here is the other side. Costs of excavation, grading, and soil removal that are necessary for the proper setting of a building or for paving a roadway become part of the cost of those depreciable assets. For example, digging a hole for a building's foundation, or grading a roadbed so asphalt can be laid, those costs go into the depreciable base of the building or the paving. They recover over the life of those assets. This ruling was clarified later by another 1968 revenue ruling, but the core idea has stayed the same for 60 years. How does this show up in the cost segregation study? Every time a project includes site work, the study must split those costs. The IRS uses this ruling as the rulebook. General clearing and grading go to land. Work directly tied to a building or paving goes at those assets. For example, grading for a parking lot's paving gets a 15-year life. Grading for a building's foundation gets a 39-year life. The key is tracing each site work expense to its purpose. Contractor invoices and construction plans usually show what work served what improvement. That paper trail supports the split if the IRS examines it. What does this ruling not mean? It does not make all site work depreciable. General land preparation, like making the whole parcel usable, is still land cost. Only work that is necessary for the proper setting of a specific depreciable asset gets a depreciable life, and that time must be real and documented. This ruling also does not let you call general grading a land improvement to make it 15 years. Grading earns a depreciable life only by attaching to something like a building or paving. Calling parcel-wide earthwork a land improvement ignores what the ruling actually says. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your property site work was split between land and depreciable assets, review the legal section of your report.